Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And yeah, you know, I'm glad you're here. You know I'm always glad you're here. Because the reason you're here, well, there are two reasons, possibly, why you're here. Number one, I'm just such a compelling and interesting and engaging character that you and personality that you just can't stay away. That's one. That's the story that I'm sticking to. And then the other one is that you really value the outstanding information and perspectives and best practices and motivation and all the other great things that we get out of our Brain Trust members. And that's probably more accurate why you're here, more the reason why you're here. And of course, you're not going to be disappointed today because Bill Hubbard is with us, William S. Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule and a number of other things that he's written, including thousands, probably something under a million articles that he's written over the years. He is the human resources expert in the Brain Trust. He's our good friend Bill. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Always glad to be here. A million might be a little bit of a stretch, but
I said something under a million.
Oh, something under. Okay.
See, I was accurate. I was accurate.
Yeah,
see,
sure.
See, I'm not a reporter, Bill. I'm an editorialist.
Okay.
I'm a thought leader. See, I don't have to get it right. I just have to get it close.
Very good.
See what I mean?
Yes.
It's good to have you here, and happy St. Patrick's Day, even though I'm just a little bit early.
Well, we in the Chicago area, we start celebrating. This is one of the primary seasons of the year.
Is the river green yet?
Probably tomorrow will be. Tomorrow morning, I expect they'll do that.
That's when they'll do that? Okay. All right. And the green beer. You know, I had green beer when I was in the Army. I didn't like it.
After a couple, they all taste the same anyway, right?
I guess so. Hey, Bill, one of the things that's always been the case, I think, has been that if you have employees who are driving around on your behalf, you know, they're running an errand. Maybe they're just running down to the supply store, or maybe they're even on the way to or from work, or they're making a sales call or a delivery or something, either, you know, overtly or directly or indirectly associated with your business. Businesses and business owners have always been responsible, have always been subject to be co-defendants if there is any kind of liability involved in a situation where an employee would hurt someone or something. That's always been the case, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Generally has. If your employee is engaged in an activity that contributes to or causes an accident while operating a motor vehicle on your behalf, then their conduct is oftentimes your business is part of the any litigation that may occur as a result of that.
Well, yeah, and the lawyers will try to find a connection between some negligence that the company had, and if not, that you're co-defendant automatically just by connection, by
yeah.
association. And so that's always been the case, Bill. And of course, I need to stick in one thing here, Bill. That's one of the reasons why any business with any employees, even one employee, should be incorporated, shouldn't they?
That's a good recommendation.
And because, I mean, if you think about it, if you are the only employee and you're the one who causes the accident or whatever may happen, then you and your company are going to be liable are subject to liability, exposure there. But if an employee does this, then your company will be connected to the employee, but your personal estate wouldn't have to be if you're incorporated.
That's the key, as I understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now, so, but why are there new things to talk about, Bill, with regard to employees driving and the exposure there? Why is there something new about that?
Well, we all know the dangers of DUI. Now there's a new activity that
driving under the influence
of alcohol or drugs is the one certainly we're very familiar with, and not to diminish that, but that's a real significant issue.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of taking a new turn now, and that's an activity that's been referred to. The buzzword is kind of DWD, driving while distracted.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about this issue before, the use of handling cell phones. And using those cell phones while you're driving is one of the key areas that kind of has moved this element to the forefront. But as it's investigated, we're seeing that there's a wide variety of other activities as well that drivers are engaging in that are distracting them from their main responsibility of operating that motor vehicle. And oftentimes these elements are identified as contributing factors to different kinds of accidents that have occurred. In fact, a government report identified that distracted drivers now account for nearly 80% of all vehicle crashes.
Hmm. 80%? Wow. And, of course, distraction takes on many, many faces, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It has a lot of different things. It could be, we've all done it, haven't we? I mean, we've all driven while distracted.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, haven't we all done that? Haven't we all? I mean, how many times, if you've ever turned on the radio and looked over to see what channel it was on, if you've ever put a CD in or a cassette player, or Bill and Maya, in your case, if you've ever reached down to put the 8-track in, right? or Bill, maybe let me put it this way. I remember somebody telling me once about a 4-track, but anyway, if you've ever done anything like that, you've driven while distracted, haven't you?
Yes, you have. And I know.
But now there's a lot more stuff, isn't there?
There's a lot more activities, and certainly the radio was part of it that we've had over the years, and the cell phone, as we've been talked about, is really one of the prime defenders or offenders that kind of contributes to the circumstance. But there was a recent insurance company study that identified a wide variety of other activities that employees were engaged in as well. And some of these issues range from eating, and I guess I've been a culprit of that sometimes.
Who hasn't?
If I'm racing between one appointment to another and I don't have time for lunch, I'm going to
have When I was in sales, I often had three different bags from fast food. By the end of the day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, by the end of the day, I had three different bags of food in the front of my car.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah. Empty bags, by the way.
Yeah, you can track your history of your day by that.
Of course, yeah.
Where you ate. Other activities include...
Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to get you the others, folks. And these are some things to think about. And what Bill's going to be getting to is what kind of a policy should you have to, number one, to get people to be safer, but in the event that something does happen, to protect your company. And we'll be right back with Bill Hubbard. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. But I'll tell you what, folks, you guys are I'm just so happy with how you're using my website. It just makes me so happy to know that you're using it and you're coming back and you're just spending a lot of time there. And the blog, I just can't get over how much you're using the blog. It just blows me away. Very exciting it's very exciting to create something and see people using it. I just have to tell you, it's very rewarding for me. And I want to thank you for doing that. And thank you for accepting the work that we do and for using it in your business and for getting better, for being better at what you do. That's what our goal is, isn't it? It's what all of our goals are, including our good friend Bill Hubbard. Bill, I can promise you, folks, nobody wants you to be successful more than Bill Hubbard does. That's the reason he's been a steadfast supporter of all the things that we do here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And he's been, and now in our 10th year, Bill, you and I are in our 10th year together.
Time flies.
How about that? And we sure appreciate all that you've done. Give us your website, too, please.
www.hubbard.com, and that's H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Two B's, two T's. Tell us what we'll find when we get there, Bill.
Oh, they'll see a list of the books that I've published, and you push on one. directional box or another, and you'll get information about my human resources consulting or some of the articles that I've done, and many of the articles that I've done are also the topics that we've discussed on the Small Business Advocate program, and are some of the archives that are displayed on your website as well.
Right. And they can find all your books. They can find your medical privacy stuff there, everything there, right?
A link to a medical privacy website, which we're involved in. And anything relating to human resources, if it's not up there, we can be happy to answer a question for you over the phone
and Bill makes
electronically.
One of the ways Bill works with his clients is virtually. So if you'd like to engage him to help you with your human resources issues, just let him know. He'll be glad to. You can contact him through the website there. Bill, we're talking about driving while distracted, folks. DWD. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, Bill, women have been putting on their makeup for years while they drive. Men have been fumbling with their cigarettes for years while they drive. I've been driven beside people and see them, you know, smoking a cigarette, and I'd look over and about the same time that they would drop the cigarette in their lap. Now you talk about being distracted.
Yeah.
That'll get you distracted. Or you'll be driving along and somebody will have their visor down and they'll be looking in the mirror going down the road at 60 miles an hour.
Right.
Behind the visor to check their mascara or something like that. But again, or you see people with the phone up their ear. But that's the thing. I think the cell phone is really... It's the cell phone and all the technology that comes with all the different things you can do, the checking your email and IMing and all that kind of stuff. That's really accelerated all this, hasn't it?
That's really what's brought this up to the forefront. And you mentioned the IMing, the texting now. And this one kind of blows my mind because this is an activity where you sit there with a little handheld device and you hold it on both your hands and you go tap, tap, tap back and forth with your two thumbs.
Yep.
And I'm not quite sure which appendage you have left to remain to use on the steering wheel.
Right.
but according to the survey, texting is one of the activities that particularly the youthful drivers have acknowledged that they
engage in. Oh, that's what they do. That's what they do. So, Bill, as the owners of businesses where these people work, what should we say in our meetings, and what kind of policies should we have?
Well, one of the difficulties with this one is particularly the cell phone one, is the importance of communication. So we need to try to achieve a balance between we need to be in touch with the office, we need to be in touch with our clients, but we need to do it in a manner that is safe and does not contribute or cause accidents. So certainly one of the recommended approaches is to say, well, we recognize that we have the cell phones, we're going to use them, but try not to use them when you're in a tense driving situation. In fact, we recommend that you only use them when you can pull off the road, off safely off the road, and make your phone contact and do your dialing.
Nobody's going to do that, Bill.
Well, I at least recommend that.
And you need to say it, though. But what about Bluetooth? What if we bought all of our employees Bluetooth so they can keep their hands on the wheel while and look straight ahead while they're talking?
Well, in the city of Chicago, that's the only way you can do it legally.
Is that right?
So it cannot be a handheld. It's got to be a hands-free device.
What kind of policy should we publish and make sure everybody reads, so that if we are ever sued, we can demonstrate to the court that we have a policy and the person violated the policy?
Well, I put this is one of the topics that goes in every handbook that I write now, and this is to say something to the effect that while we provide cell phones, or if we provide them, or if employees use them on the job, then they should use them properly, safely, giving appropriate consideration for traffic and road conditions. Try to avoid using them while you're driving. Try to avoid them. Use of them while you're in a tense driving situation.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, I encourage that the policy state if you have hands, you have to use your hands on the device, and then you try to do this when you're off the roadway as
right.
much as possible.
Certainly, if you're going to do a lot of talking on the phone, get a Bluetooth device. Folks, that's the ones that when you see people walking around looking like Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek, you know, with a thing in her ear, it's one of those things. It beeps at you. The little light flashes. One of those. But Bill, to me, the thing is, if you're going to check your email, if you're going to send email or IMs, then you need to pull off the road and stop.
Yes.
Bill, give us that website again, please.
Hubbard.com, H-U-B-B-A-R-T-T.
Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Good job today.
Always glad to be here.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You too.
See you next time. Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best. No question about it. He'll be back next month, actually. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to be talking to John O'Donohue in just a couple of minutes. He is in Ireland. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.